I remember Steve Claridge. Yeah, he used to walk up and down this bar, strutting his stuff, drinking pints of Best. The locals loved him.
He were a lovely lad. We'd dress him up. I remember Star Wars had been on at the cinema. We painted him, and he didn't mind. We'd give him a bag of pork scratchings, make sure he's got a cigar on his birthday, happy as Larry. She should have bloody known. Every Shrove Tuesday, Steve would get his balls out and he'd dip them in our pints. It'd become tradition.
Let me tell you, first hand, peanut missiles striking an ice-cold ballsack is not a very pleasant thing to experience. I don't bloody blame him.
I don't know how I'm going to face my Sunday lunch now. Not without that dog sat on the bar, gobbling down my scraps.
For his birthday, we're all going to club together and get him a new pair of pinstripe trousers. It would have looked fantastic.
Skill closures. Oh, let me think. I don't think I've passed any skills on the way down. Just been into town to get myself a haggis. Only took a pound. I'll let you know if I find any.
To midnight.
The show format will need to change a little bit, but I think we can work around that.
Coming up, basically, we've got Graham's mobile phone expose. Are we a world obsessed with a text message?
Are our opposable thumbs more advanced than they've ever been?
Have you been having text for breakfast?
Did you know more text messages were sent in the last 4 seconds than were sent in the entire First World War?
It's frightening, isn't it, Terry?
Call in and tell us about your mobile memories.
So you know the number, it's 369-229-5.
If two's not a five, it's certainly a nine. And if one's not a zero, then what is it at all? We got a caller on the line now. Hello there, what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's George calling from... George.
It's George calling from where?
Yep, near Hamelstead.
Near Hamelstead, okay, George.
Sorry, I think it's that because I didn't say that.
Well, we're looking for a text memory, some kind of text-based nostalgia. We've all got a text story to tell.
Yeah.
Is he gone?
I think he's gone. Okay. I'm sorry, Terry, I don't want to listen. He didn't sound like he knew what planet he was on.
Well, maybe not, but you always get one or two of those. Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's take another caller, shall we? Hello, who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Anthony, Johnson, Jackson and Steve.
Oh, that's a lot of names there. You sound chipper tonight.
Hey,
how are you doing? You all right?
Janet Jackson and Steve.
Yep, Janet Jackson and Steve, yeah. Well,
hey, hey, all it is, eh? Janet Jackson, she's a bear, isn't she?
It's not something I'd play, but yeah, I guess.
Do you believe in life after all?
Oh, it's not Janet Jackson.
It's not Janet, that
no,
one.
No, anyway, mobile memories, you got any?
We've just been down to the Horse's Crown, right? Round the corner.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what. Fittest birds were there tonight. It was that honeypot was robbing me.
Right, so
all the ladies were out tonight. This one lass, she had this gold tuff on. Oh, it was gorgeous, and you could sort of see a nipple. And she,
how's that?
Sort of at an angle, if you know what I mean. You could see him poking out.
All right, so you were shrimping, right?
Yeah, we were shrimping.
Well, how's that? Where's your mobile memory? Your mobile memory?
It's up there somewhere. I'm looking for it now, Greg.
All right, let's cut it.
John wants to cut it.
That was a very interesting call there. We didn't get a mobile memory, but maybe we will with the next call. Hello, have we got a caller on line one now?
Hello, it's Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, I've got a mobile memory. It stores about 82 messages, and you have to delete it if it gets to 83.
Right, you've taken the question literally there, and you've given us your mobile memory stats. Very clever. What have you got to say? Come on.
Was that just it?
Who has put you up to this, eh? One of your friends?
No.
Trying to be clever, are you?
No, it's not. Hello, Mum.
I didn't know people were going to be this drunk, Terry.
Well, she didn't sound drunk. She just sounded a bit stupid, to be honest.
Yeah, but trying to be clever.
I don't know if she's trying to be clever there.
Well, that's what happens at this time of night, Terry. It's that people aren't right in the head.
Tell you that. That's true in Scarborough. You go to Scarborough, Graham.
Yes,
all the weirdos come out at night. Take my word for it.
No, I heard that, actually. Yeah, they've got a big pub up there, haven't they?
Mm.
And all the weirdos go.
People pissing on pizzas, making people eat it.
Didn't hear about that.
You didn't hear about that one, because that's not national news, is it?
Well, what else we got, Terry? What else we got?
Well, we've got...
This is crap.
OK, I'm just looking through the list now, Graham. Hen Night Hoots. Give us a ring. Let us know how your hen night's going. That'll work. People might be out on a hen night.
It's a good job you're my right wingman, Terry, because you missed the positive, aren't you?
Yes.
That sounds shocking.
Honestly, Graham, it wasn't one we came up with again, because we're not allowed to. That was one of the sound blokes, I think.
What are you doing?
One of the sound blokes.
Why are we getting treated like this, Terry? There's no way I'm going back to Trax FM. No way.
Okay, Graham, let's just calm things down. We'll try Hen Night Hoots. Someone's going to ring in. Give us a call.
Tell us if it's a boozy hen night and you're wearing your wings and an L plate.
Are you on a booze cruise right now? How pissed are you?
How pissed are you? That sounds shocking. What country do we live in?
So, Graham, what would you usually be doing around this time?
Terry, tonight was a big night. It was a very big night, and you should have known this, because me and you were going out to Ibiza with Judge Jules, and we were doing a bit of DJing. You were being my right spin master.
Oh, was that tonight? I didn't realise that was tonight.
That was tonight. That was supposed to be tonight. That's why I'm even more peeved.
Oh, that would have been great, that. I haven't seen Judge for a while.
No, exactly. Playing to 15,000 manumission.
Can't we go tomorrow?
Residency. No, we can't, because the thing is, right, if we were doing the packed lunch, we could do the show at midday, fly over to Ibiza, they were going to do the jet and everything, right?
Right.
And then we could have done the DJ set there, come back. We can't do that now.
Oh, I guess we can't, Graham, but we stay positive, we've got to move on.
It was going to be a fuckload of money, Terry, all right? And we've missed that. Have we got any callers yet? Because this is a lane. Hello, you're through to Graham's Midnight Snack.
Okay, so where are you calling from? Graham?
Right. Well, what's that? What was that?
I don't know, Graham.
Was that a
hen night caller? Did you get a word of that?
No, not a single word.
It rings again when you're outside or something. Let us know what's going on.
You know, it's a premium rate number. Just put someone ring in so we can make a bit of money. All right, we're taking 10% of that.
Should we move on now?
Yeah, let's move on, because this is crap.
Wallet, and now that I found you, I can't let you go. You've got the best hits around, and then you turn me on. So unbutton that shirt, and let's get physical.
Physical.
Wallet.
Thank you. Thank you. Waller, Waller.
So I'm listening to the radio in the morning.
I'm having a coffee, flicking through the stations, and you know what?
I find a radio station that's got balls.
Be creative.
Be inspired.
Hey, hey, it's Saturday matinee. Hey, hey, it's Scattledy Skeet Box. It's fun times for all of you kiddlies, whatever your name is, wherever you're from.
Okay, kiddlies, we've just had Freddy in on the text, and he's let me know that he's spotted malted milk biscuits are cheaper by 5p in Jack Fulton's than they are in Grandway's, and we think that stinks. So, we took our Price Watch magnifying glass to Grandway's in Woolenhodge to find out why. So, Regional Managing Director Man, how do you respond to our claims?
Here at Grandway's, we take pride in the low, low prices that our store has to offer, and we consider ourselves the leader in the pack.
Snoozy box, snoozy box, boring, boring. Is this boring? Text in.
3 or 4 years ago.
Yes, this is definitely boring.
Oh, wow! Is that a little boy over there?
Now then, kiddies, what do you want for Teasy Weezy Peasy Pie?
I want something that is colourful and exciting.
Radish casserole?
No, Mummy, you silly. I want sugar and colours.
Psst! Little Tommy! Over here!
What's that
over
noise,
here,
Mummy?
Pick me, little Tommy! Pick me! Over here! Come over here and pick me!
I want this!
Oh, what latest fad do you want now?
Chester West's Jockey Chips and Chicken Chili Cheese Wee. It's the seal of meals for lunch, dinner and teals.
Yay! Yay! Chester Wester! Yay!
Excuse me, what are the ingredients, Mr. Chester Wester?
Look what I'm holding. Love Actually on DVD and a box of tissues. I'll take care of dinner tonight, Mum. You go and have some fun.
Oh, Chalky Chester, you make me melt. I wish all men were like you.
Chalky Chester Chili Wester's Chutney Chives and Bacon.
All our flavours are natural and taken from herb extracts grown on fair trade plantations.
That's right, snack puppy.
Woof woof.
What's gelling agents?
They sound like super magic agents who fight crime and gel their locks.
Woof woof. No, Chester, the gelling agents help it hold its firm shape even after months of storage.
What's tetraacetamide lipopolysaccharide?
Doesn't that make your bones collapse?
No, that makes your bones supple, Chester. I've already mentioned this to you, but I don't think you were listening.
But why does the food look so grey?
Don't Don't worry about that, kiddlies. Look at the snazzy packaging. There's lots of colour and exciting character designs.
Collect 5 tokens and you can claim your holiday with Ronnie Corbett. Woof, woof.
Where will he take us?
Well, that's really up to him. Janky, janky, splanky, splanky, shocky, walky, talky.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wester, but that was just nonsense.
I said that Chester Wester is number one when it comes to chalky chicken chili chutney cheese wee.
Hooray!
Imagine everything.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Just a small sample from Crust's new a cappella album.
Crust.
Can't get enough of that. Crust sound. Get ready to melt for Fergal Karaoke. Order on.
It's the rainbow. Imagine Waller FM playing exclusives around the clock. News, traffic, weather and sport. And the slickest DJs on the block. Imagine all the people waking up, rise and shine. Waller FM.
www.fat-pie.com.